This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Control of the container shipping industry is getting more focused. As of this month, the world's top ocean carriers are now mostly in three major alliances set to control 90% of seaborne cargo. That changes the game for many of America's ports. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Shipping lines are packing more stuff onto bigger ships and making fewer stops. Ports don't want to get left behind. Just ask John Wolfe, CEO of the Northwest Seaport Alliance.
Well, for decades, the ports of Seattle and Tacoma competed with each other. That competition wasn't healthy for the region.
They merged, and Wolfe says together they're making huge investments in new terminals that can welcome bigger ships.
Collectively, that's in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Ports in Georgia and Virginia are looking to make similar moves. Former Port of Los Angeles CEO Geraldine Natz says seaports everywhere are teaming up to stay afloat because
they don't have the market power they used to have. Used to be the lines would be knocking on your doors. They don't want to make long-term agreements. Now they don't.
Natz says for the thousands of people whose jobs depend on a particular port, collaboration and consolidation aren't necessarily bad news.
The jobs are still there. It's just moving from one terminal to the other.
A bigger threat to those jobs, Nat says, is automation. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.